This Twit News special is brought to you from our LastPass studios. Securing every access point in your company doesn't have to be a challenge. LastPass unifies access and authentication to make securing your employees simple and secure, even when they're working remotely. Check it out at lastpass.com/twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit News Special number 363, recorded Wednesday, September 30th, 2020, Google's Launch Night In. This Twit News Special is brought to you by LastPass. Let LastPass improve your employees' experience while safeguarding your business from cyber threats. LastPass is the number one password manager. Visit lastpass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the annual Pixel launch. And Jason Howell from All About Androids joining me. And as has been in the case in the last couple of years, we know everything, so we don't even really need to have an event. But what I'm curious about, Jason, is what you're thinking the title means, given that it's an 11 in the morning event. What is Launch Night In? Is it about night shooting?
I wish that I had a really good kind of guess for you on this one. It's baffled me, and I've tried to think about it. Like, it almost implies that, like, let's all get snuggly and cozy up for a movie night.
Yeah, but it's morning.
Exactly. It really makes no sense. And then the care packages that a lot of journalists received had like cozy slippers. And I think there was like a thing of tea, like a tea bag in there that you can make. I have no idea maybe where they were going it with this.
I'm looking at the stream right now, and they've got a bowl of popcorn in the virtual set. And it says, I don't know, what is that? A calendar that says Night In.
All right. I
don't know what any of this means. We do know that we'll see probably a Pixel 5, right? A new indeed. Chromecast with Android TV built in and a remote.
Google TV is what they're now going to call it.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, they change it every other year.
There's something. rumors that there might be a new Nest speaker.
Yeah.
What else? Audio. Any other surprising events you could?
Well, so we've got the Pixel 5, you said, the Chromecast, Google TV, Nest Audio, and then Pixel 4a 5G is the other device, handset that we're expected to find out about.
They, of course, announced the 4a a few months ago, by the way, too, very well received because it is the lower priced phone. The other thing we'll be watching with interest is the rumors have said that this new Pixel 5 would not be a $1,000 flagship phone, but instead a $700 flagship phone, which makes sense. Google's having a hard time selling these Pixels. Without the carrier deals the other manufacturers have, they're just not getting the attention I think they probably deserve. I don't know about you. Initially, the Pixel 4 XL, which I have and I know you do, had issues, but it settled down, and I think it's easily, one of the top three or four Android phones out there. And it's from Google, which is a huge deal because it means you get the updates and everything sooner than anybody else. We're all on Android 11, for instance. That new Galaxy Edge Fold 2C thing that you have.
Z3265G, blah, blah, blah.
Show off. Has Android 10 on it, even though it just came out.
Yeah, I know. Well, and that is one of the big attractions to Google's Pixel devices. I mean, personally, like, I use Pixel, yes, because of the updates, but I also use it just because I like the phone. Like, it feels nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice direction from a design standpoint. I like the Pixel experience. Google just doesn't do an effective job getting this in front of more people than it does. And maybe that's by design. Maybe Google's okay with that, taking its second seat to a backseat to companies like Samsung. I'm not sure, but I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I think ultimately my confusion lies in the fact that this is a Pixel 5. The Pixel 4a 5G is like a Pixel 5 Lite. So why is it a 4a instead of a 5? I don't know. There's the naming convention thing that I'm just not down with yet.
Maybe hi, everyone. Find out more. Thanks for tuning in today.
Rick,
2020 has been an incredibly challenging year for so many reasons. And we hope you and your families are doing okay. Given what's going on today, Google's North Star of being helpful to people feels more important than ever. There are a lot of things weighing heavily on people's minds right now, and not everyone has access to some of the usual outlets that bring us comfort and relief. Things like connecting with family and friends, traveling, or even simply going to the movies has been challenging. So today, we want to bring a few of the things we've been working on across Google that we hope will bring a little joy, entertainment, and connection into people's lives. Today, you'll hear from our team about how our devices and services play a unique role in the delivery of Google's helpfulness. Shalini and Isabel will tell you how the new Google TV and Chromecast will change the way people search for and organize
content.
Google
not hiding in any respect. This is not a live event.
Special guest Mark Ronson.
And not surprising. I mean, we've seen this with the video game announcements.
There's the speaker, by the way, that really isn't a surprise either. We've even seen a teaser video.
And the old Google Home form factor has needed a refresh for a while.
The G in 5G. On our two new Pixel phones.
Of course, with the departure of Mark Lavoie, the camera guru, there's been a little bit of an issue, hardware issues in the Pixel division. Rick Osterloh was very upset last year. We found out just a few months ago about battery life for the Pixel 4.
Yeah, rightfully so. It was not good. On the 4, the 4XL was fine.
Yeah, the rumor is this will have a very big 4,000 milliamp hour battery, which should help with that.
Grab a snack, get comfortable,
have some tea
and
popcorn for breakfast.
Enjoy this first look at our new lineup of helpful products.
Helpful.
Or brush. Hi, Hiroshi.
It's Hiroshi.
Oh, boy. Acting.
Play Launch Night In.
Acting. Thespian. I like that they got Mark Ronson. That's cool. He's, of course, a well-known music producer, Selena Gomez, a superstar. I'm surprised this whole video didn't leak early. Would have saved us a lot of trouble.
And it wouldn't be at all surprising. Google is horrible at controlling their leaks, so
for many fans,
good on them for controlling
TV
this,
is
at least.
The heart of entertainment in the home. I remember growing up in India. I always looked forward to Sunday evening when my family would
Sundar
come together
Pichai,
to watch TV.
On this, which is
usually a Bollywood movie.
Mm-hmm. See, usually
there
on
was
these?
Only one channel. It was called
Google. I don't know. I'm sure he's been on some hardware announcements, but I feel like the last couple of years we haven't seen Sundar on that stage. He's usually there for I.O., but not necessarily for this
YouTube.
Event.
And it's across hundreds of content providers. It can actually take longer to choose something to watch than to watch the content itself. Building on everything we've learned from Android TV, today I am really excited to introduce Google TV.
It's just like Android TV, but with a different name.
Googlier. Yeah, the interface changes to Google TV / Android TV. I do really like them, and it was definitely much needed. I feel like that interface has worked for Android TV, but it needed a refresh. It needed something to kind of bring it to life, which you see with a lot of other UIs and like the Netflix app, how it's been refreshed, and it really pulls you in. Android TV kind of stagnated there for a while, so I'm happy to see that they paid more attention to
you
the
and
interface.
I both have NVIDIA Shields, which really are the best. They're very expensive, but the best deal in the sense that they've been getting updated year after year after year. Even my old Shield is still all the way up to date.
25 updates, I think. Yeah. The last update just recently was the 25th update. Crazy.
But I think its priciness really has discouraged a lot of people from what is a great piece of hardware. And this Chromecast will be, of course, less expensive. The one problem that I face on the Shield, and I suspect this will be on the Chromecast as well, is that not all cable companies and not all content providers want to be on Google TV. And that's caused a problem. I can't watch HBO or HBO Max on mine, even though they showed that logo. It really is up to your cable company to make that deal.
And a discovery paradigm made just for you. For example, I'm a huge fan of dramas.
We'll see how they address that.
I would usually look within all my different apps to figure out what should I watch.
And to be fair, Roku's had the same problem with Peacock. Took a long time to make that deal. and HBO Max.
Yeah, they're showing the HBO Max logo.
I know, I see it.
So.
Way faster to find something to watch.
I did see a rumor yesterday that HBO Max would be 4K on the Chromecast, which would be unique to the Chromecast. So let's watch and see that.
Oh, okay.
Because it is 1080p on every other device.
Happens to me all the time. Another great feature that we bought to Google TV is a watch list, which gives you one easy place to bookmark movies and shows that you want to save for later.
Usually they put the teleprompter on the camera so you don't get this bizarre I'm looking over your shoulder effect.
Looking off to the side, yeah. Yes.
Just a little tip.
You need never miss live events. You can record from your phone as well as get unlimited DVR functionality.
You
can also play music from your favorite services. And in ambient mode, turn your TV into your large digital photo frame, showing all the favorite pictures you've taken. It even works with your Nest cameras and doorbells. We will be bringing the Google TV experience to many more streaming devices in the Android TV ecosystem. Today, Google TV is making its debut on the all-new Chromecast.
Well, so I wonder on as far as that's concerned, as far as Google TV is concerned and the Android TV update, you know, how rapidly this ends up being zapped down to interfaces like built into TVs that are reliant upon Android TV and that sort of stuff. Set-top boxes maybe getting it a little bit earlier, but it'll be interesting to see how long and if at all those machines, those devices get that.
The biggest news here is the addition of a remote to help you navigate with either your finger or your voice.
Previously, you used your phone to control your Chromecast. This is a good idea, I think, and much
needed. I completely agree. Like, Chromecast is nice for what it is, but having to rely on it and not having the hardware controller, maybe that makes me old school, but I just really appreciate having the controller on the shield. It just makes things so much easier. It's like, you know, I know it'll do the thing I need it to do. And I don't have to rely on this weird little like voice entry handoff that happens between my phone and the device.
For me, anything you bring into your home should feel like it's a part of your life and your personality, even remotes. The new Chromecast remote has a floating stand that invites you to pick it up, and it comes in three distinct colors that live naturally in their surroundings. Snow, sky, and sunrise.
Snow, sky, and sunrise.
We wanted to make the remote as delightful as a bowl of candy. We also have dedicated buttons for today's most popular streaming services like Netflix
and YouTube.
But please
don't eat it.
To give you even quicker access to the content.
Not edible.
Apparently, if you press and hold the YouTube button, you can choose between YouTube or YouTube TV, which I like because I do watch YouTube TV.
Yeah.
As your personal entertainment content curator.
And the new Chromecast with Google TV is available today for just $49.99 in the
West. The new Chromecast with Google TV is available 5 days ago, actually.
Or maybe.
Anyways.
Open YouTube TV.
I'm on the Google Store, and it is not there yet, so maybe you will want to run over
to Best Buy. Just go to Walmart. They probably sold out already, though, yesterday. We got ABC, we got ACC, Adult Swim, Animal Planet, and AMC. You can watch BBC, America, World News, BET, and Bravo. While you eating nachos, the chips are looking salty, man. You need a little cheddar. We got
tell me you're not going to go through the entire alphabet. NBC, CNN, I'm giggling at Comedy Central, so hard I watch it again. Comic Court, Closing in Discovery, and Disney. Watch a little eating at Celebrity News. Four different ESPN channels, Food Network to brush up on your recipes, too. Fox and Freeform.
Act Lethal is, of course, famous for Fast Talking.
I mean, it is impressive.
It looks painful.
Yeah, how large is the glass of water that you take both before and after doing this?
This feels like last night's debate, actually.
Well, Leo, you would know. I avoided it. I actually got done putting the girls to bed, and I sat down on the couch to do some work. I was like, maybe I'll put on the debate. Then I thought for a second, maybe I won't. Channel called
NBC. Check it out.
What little I did see, though, I think you're spot on. That was like 2 minutes.
You saw 2 minutes. You pretty much saw the whole thing. I'm a fan of the Nest devices. I don't know what to call them, the home hub things.
Yep.
Nest Hubs. I have no idea. I have the little one and the big one, and I like them.
Yeah. I'm sure that I would like them in my life if I didn't have two kids that would be completely allured by the fact that there's an open, like, YouTube vector.
Yeah, that you can talk to. And it's got a camera on it. And,
Yeah.
Actually, our kid, who's a senior in high school, puts it face down. He doesn't like the camera.
Oh, really?
He's not allured by it in the least. Here's Mark Ronson.
You go away.
Back from the Beatles of Motown, they have a sound.
And it's such my childhood.
The 808 drum machine.
K-pop.
Analog and digital.
So many great songs.
Hey, Google.
Personality.
Times a million.
All right.
Awesome.
That's already winning.
Mark's very relaxed.
I'm Mark Spates, and I'm the product.
Really looks like a Google Home Max shrunk down.
Yeah.
Right? That kind of like large pill form factor.
I think this is the market. I think Amazon realized this as well, but people don't want the tinny little thing, even though it's cheap. They want something that has a good enough speaker you can listen to music on it.
Yeah.
But they still want it compact and inexpensive.
I mean, the tinny little thing certainly has its place, namely our kids' bedrooms.
Right.
they're fine with it.
$99, good price.
But yeah.
That's okay. See, there you go. It's, you know, okay, it's three times more than definitely a dot, say.
One definitely is, step up.
Other Nest speakers and displays, and it can be the same.
I'd love to hear the sound quality on this, too, and see how it compares to the original kind of like a...
The Max is excellent. I still have the Max.
Oh, yeah, the Max is
and
fantastic.
Listen all the time. It's arguably as good as Apple's HomePod. And, you know, the problem is, of course, a smaller speaker just isn't going to have the same oomph as a bigger speaker. But,
But the fact that you can pair them, do a stereo pair and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm curious on the design on this, how it does on the low end.
Of course, as you know, this whole issue of multi-room sound is controversial. Sonos is suing Google, saying they took it from us.
So you're probably wondering, how are we good luck putting that genie back in the bottle.
We invited our friend, Mark Ronson.
Five wireless audio patents. They sued him yesterday.
I would love for you to test out Nest Audio on one of your favorite songs and see if it really brings it to life.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing something that I make. I'm familiar with it, so I can really
particular.
Like, hear the speaker and enjoy it for what it is.
That's right, Mark.
Play Valerie by Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse.
Okay, why not?
All right, Valerie Fee, Amy Winehouse, version revisited by Mark Ronson. Playing on YouTube Music.
As even on our speakers, that's pretty good bass.
Yeah, I'm curious about this. The all fabric form factor is a little bit of a downside depending on where you want to put this. Don't put this in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
It'll hold grease. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to catch some splash and it's never going
to
come out.
You know, the drum is a little bit to the left, the piano in the center, and it has like a very warm sound to it.
What's unique about sound is it's personal. It's very subjective. The way that I like to listen to one song in a verse is the way that you like to hear it.
I love to put my ear up next to the speaker because I've been doing that since I was 3 years old. Like this the whole time, like planting myself down next to the speakers. Kind of just want to get lost in it. So I want to feel the sound, like whether the speaker is this big, I just want to feel the sound. I came from an era
sure
where
it is relaxed.
Two speakers and a turntable going through it to listen to music. And if you wanted to listen to music in the kitchen, it meant that you had to turn it up really loud in the living room. And then, you know, that doesn't go down so well with the neighbors.
We end up having a lot more dance parties at home. Either Little Baby or Bossa Nova is my dish music.
I like the combo. That's you're a bad boy.
It's the same thing. Either you're really chill, right? Or you need a little bit of energy. I love that not only are you an artist and you're passionate about music, but I think your creativity goes far beyond that. When you're in your process and you're creating, how does the actual artist play into the way that you produce the music for them?
You're just always trying to make everything tailor-made perfectly to that artist. So if you're in the studio, it doesn't matter if it's Amy Winehouse or Ghostface Killah or...
Every time you say Ghostface Killah, it makes me smile because I can just think like
new,
so
Chromecast
many great songs.
Is $20 less than the... Great. Previous Chromecast Ultra. So sort of Google's historically really been aggressive on Chromecast pricing. It felt like they'd abandoned the category for a while. So I'm glad to see something new from them.
I'd be curious to see if this dongle is Stadia compatible. I mean, I imagine it would be, but Android TV is not. Android TV officially is not Stadia compatible.
They included Chromecast Ultra, though, in that Pro bundle for Stadia, so...
Yeah, so I would think so, but this now has Google TV embedded in it, so how does that intertwine it? Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Google, play Todd Rundgren, I Saw the Light.
All right, I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren, playing on YouTube Music.
Well, that was fun. As you heard, Nest Audio is a smart speaker designed for everyone who loves
it. Really doesn't feel like it's coming out of a speaker at all. It sounds stereo.
Yeah.
Let's check $99 out. October 5th.
Using Nest Audio to create a whole home audio experience.
All right. I'd be curious to hear how it sounds because I think that taller form factor speaker needed a sound upgrade.
Hey, okay. Google, play some music on YouTube Music. Hey, Google, move the music to the living room pair. Hey, Google, move the music to the whole home group.
This is that multi-room sound, which also, frankly, is what Sonos is... really whole selling point was, and I can understand why Sonos is suing if in fact this technology was taken from Sonos.
Right.
Certainly a threat to Sonos.
Absolutely, big time threat. I mean, they Sonos has had that technology, but also a pretty hefty price tag for that technology, and now Google comes swoops in. The last couple of years is like, here's a little $25 puck that does the same thing. Sure, the sound's not quite there, but if you don't need it, maybe it's good enough.
I should point out it certainly has been for us. That ganging multiple small speakers together does not make them sound better.
No, you're still
limited by the physics of the enclosure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely true. Juice.
Hey, LJ, what song do you want to play next on YouTube?
I do have to say that the Google Home Max speaker has excellent bass. But again, it's a much bigger speaker.
It is.
Here comes Selena Gomez.
YouTube Music is the world of music dedicated to you guys with over 70 million songs. YouTube Music is showing people different options, but also music that we would never have heard. It was funny because the other day I was like, you know what? Now let's do like... a French song, and everyone's like, no. I'm like, I'm trying to like cover all my bases. I'm a Latin girl, and I think because my dad had so much of that connection, that's evolved as well into something crazy. The top songs in the world are in Spanish. I definitely like to listen to romantic music, Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack, and that's because of my Nana. Like, cooking is usually very calm, like Barry Etta James. You know, then I'll be in a whole Bob Dylan phase and those classic 80s or like 70s hits. I think we have some of the best lyricists in the game right now. Dua and... Ariana, Taylor, Demi. These artists are just lifting up the game with these lyrics. It makes me so happy. It's just that one line that gets you in a song where you're like, ooh, wait, I gotta write that down. My best friend is, her boyfriend is in a band
called
Goodbye
very
Honolulu.
Much.
I am a paying subscriber.
The playlist they'll play.
And while it's taken a while, I think it's getting better and better. I think the recommendation now, one of the things it does that I like is you can have, it will create a playlist for you that you can then download of music based on your tastes. And that's usually pretty good. I think it's features like that. You know, that's what Spotify does so well is their Discover Weekly and all that. It's features like that that I think make these attractive. YouTube calls it your mix, endless personalized music, and it's not perfect for me, but it's okay. And I think it's a good start. you know, they have some curated stuff. They have a Discover mix every Wednesday and new release mix every Friday. So
yeah, it's very leans very heavily into the mix, the dynamic mix, right. Avenue.
Right.
And sometimes I just want a better recommendation engine around like albums versus right. just like, right. you know, all library mixes or whatever. I also feel like maybe my recommendation engine is polluted because my music service is shared with three other people in the house.
So that might explain why recommended playlists include Southern Rappers Just Want to Have Fun.
I don't know. You know,
on mine. Yeah, maybe influenced a little by my kids. We'll have more from the Google event. We're taking a little break here to remind you about our sponsor, LastPass. Of course, LastPass is the best password manager out there, one I've used for more than a decade. Steve Gibson, too. And for more than 5 years now, we've been using it here at Twit, LastPass Enterprise. That's a really big issue for companies because you're sending employees home no longer under the protection of the corporate network. And who knows what security gaps there will be out there in the real world. LastPass surveyed 700 IT and security professionals from industries ranging from financial services to IT and retail. Almost all of them said that their business, 82% said their business had been exposed to a risk due to poor identity and access management. It really is the front line on protecting yourself. That's why we love LastPass. Of course, it starts with secure password storage. AES 256-bit encryption. Your vault is never decrypted anywhere but on your devices, so you don't ever have to worry. In fact, they use techniques like PBKDF2 to make it almost impossible to brute force your master password. Your master password, by the way, never transmitted anywhere off your device, not even to LastPass itself. So that's the start, but it's just the beginning. LastPass makes it safe and easy for employees to share logins, not via text, message, or email, where they could be snarfed up, but within LastPass, keeping your access to corporate data safe. They do single sign-on now, 1,300-plus apps with more coming all the time, which makes it so easy for your employees, so convenient. It's already more convenient because they've got LastPass with its autofill feature, but single sign-on takes it to the next step. Just say yes on your smartphone, you're in. And, of course, the most important thing from your point of view is IT always has insight into who has access to what, from where, and when. You know exactly who's using your precious company resources. Enterprise Password Management ensures oversight of shadow IT. You get enforceable policies across all password-protected accounts. They offer beyond biometric multi-factor, beyond fingerprint and face recognition. They also have contextual factors like geolocation and IP address. Working remotely should be more convenient, not more frustrating. And with LastPass, it's also more secure. You're going to love LastPass. It's what we've been using for years, and I want you to try it. No wonder it's the number one password manager. Go to lastpass.com/twit. Let LastPass securely manage your user's identity, letting your employees work efficiently without making your business vulnerable to cyber threats. LastPass.com/twit. We're going to have a really fun LastPass event next week. I think it's October 8th, a week from Thursday. Stay tuned for details on that. It's going to be an attack and defend with some really fun people trying to hack each other. I can't wait to see Father Robert Ballasair versus Bruce Schneier. An attack and defense. That's going to be something to watch. Brian Chee will be there. Jerry Buchelt, the CISO from LogMeIn. Really great panel. Stay tuned for details. Now, let's get back to see if Google has anything else to say.
And today, we're introducing the 5G version.
I like the Ghost Bucks.
Pixel 4a 5G.
Well, here we go. Okay,
the Ghost Bucks. With Pixel 4a 5G, you get the best of 4a as a 5G experience. It has a larger edge-to-edge OLED display and a more powerful battery. The Pixel 8
series
comparing
has always been about making the original 4A technology
as affordable as possible. See, that's possible. This is my big question here. Is it do you compare this to the 4A or do you compare it to the 5? The Pixel 4A 5G. This and the 5, from what I understand, have the same processor inside.
Really? $499.
People also want more with their phone. So we're introducing the new Pixel 5. which brings together the best of Google's 5G experiences with water resistance, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and wireless and reverse wireless charging. So you can use it with your Pixel stand.
Just kinda, there it is, $699. Just kind of laying this out.
In addition to the hardware, what really makes
they're not
the
saying
Pixel
which
incredible
processor
is the software.
No. They're not dancing around this stuff. They're also not diving very deeply.
Right.
Faster. But people want more than just speed. Speed is still a big part of it. For
this
example,
is essentially
you can
an
download
ad,
a movie
and that's really what these announced events have turned into.
And you're also optimizing video streaming quality in both photos and YouTube for 5G speeds. But then with Wi-Fi features like smart downloads on 5G, your YouTube music playlists are proactively downloaded. So even when you don't have connectivity, your entertainment continues seamlessly. 5G and Google Duo can make connecting with friends and family more engaging and entertaining. Not only can
it's
you
a shame that all these phone companies feel compelled to create 5G products when most people aren't going to see any benefit to 5G if they can even get it. It's great
to be able to share. They can even get it. My 5G lights up all the time, and the speed is never any
faster.
You're
on AT&T, aren't you?
I'm on Mint, actually.
Oh, Mint. So you have the T-Mobile AT&T.
The T-Mobile,
Yeah, so their 600 megahertz is much more widely spread, the low-band 5G, but it's not much faster.
No.
If at all. Wherever you
are. If at all, that's been my experience, yeah.
Places at home or on the go. No more waiting for game downloads or updates. Pick up your Pixel and play instantly.
Oh, there's your Stadia.
Some people think that to get all the benefits of 5G at an affordable price, there needs to be a compromise on some of our core features like camera. But that's not true. Pixel 5 and Pixel 4a 5G share the same front and rear camera system.
This is very interesting.
Best one yet. Starting with the hardware, we've put a new ultra-wide lens in the back, and HDR Plus has received a serious upgrade.
So really,
upgrade,
it's
mixing Google
it's a
5A with traditional.
Yes,
in
that,
a way.
That's exactly it. That's my confusion. I don't understand why then they went the 4A 5G. I feel like it just makes it. I don't know. There must have been something weird with how this. Well, there is. The pandemic, you know, really changed a lot of things. I wonder if that was a pressure here for them to release what they had with the 4A. You know what I mean? Maybe there was a timetable adjustment that they had to make that they ended up in this scenario. It kind of just seems like it should be a Pixel 5 Lite or a Pixel 5A.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be a Pixel 5A, but it begs the question, what will that be?
Yeah. Right.
Our use case. So my kids love making s'mores. We have not been able to camp this year. And so we've been doing them
so
in the
backyard.
So
this phone is so hot, you can actually make s'mores with it. That's exciting.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's not. It's the camera. I apologize. It does look like she's got a 5G Pixel in there, but it's not as tasty as chocolate.
S'more on their stick. It's pretty exciting. We improve portrait mode with a new feature we call Portrait Light. We know you can't always get good lighting. That's why, with Portrait Light, you can illuminate your portraits even when you're backlit against a beautiful sunset or have a harsh shadow on your face from the bright sun above you.
Looks
because
like you
we
can
use
draw
AI to solve this problem, you can even apply this
light
lighting
source,
effect in the newly redesigned Google Photos Editor to a portrait you took 5 years ago. One other thing we heard from our users is how much they want to be able to capture beautiful videos. To that end, we've added 3 new stabilization modes. Locked, active, and cinematic pan. We also noticed that a lot of top YouTube videos for videography are tutorials on exactly this. So we studied the best tips from YouTube as well as from Hollywood directors to create cinematic pan. Cinematic pan lets you make the everyday look like a movie. It creates sweeping, dramatic Hollywood effects through stabilizing and slowing down the motion by 2x.
And we're also launching Extreme Battery Saver that lets you decide what essential apps you want to keep on while everything else gets paused. It helps you increase your battery life for up to
Samsung
48
offers
hours
a similar
when you need it the most.
Feature where you
with
can prioritize
phones,
certain
you get
apps.
3 years of Android OS.
This is the most important reason to buy a
and
Pixel.
The Titan M chip helps to keep your operating system.
Well, and so they're saying 3 years of system safe and security. Are they then saying that 3 years of major updates?
Because that's what it sounds like.
Wasn't it before it was 2 years of major updates and then a third year of security updates?
Yeah. So maybe that is an improvement.
I mean, and this is what Samsung promised, like you said, just not very long ago. So Google would have to keep up if they want to continue to reign supreme or at least be seen at the top of the heap as far as updates are concerned.
Builds on the smarts of Duplex and Call Screen to help save you time. Google Assistant will wait on hold for you and alert you when someone comes
That's
on the
nice.
Line
I like
and is
that.
Ready to speak to you.
Love that.
So we know when people buy phones, they really want their phone to last a long time. And they want to make sure that their phone stays up to date and has the latest and greatest and newest features. So with Pixel, we have feature drops that do exactly that. And they're always bringing the latest and newest technology back to your existing Pixel as soon as they're ready. For example, Extreme Battery Saver and Hold For Me are going to be coming to older generation Pixels very soon. And we think this is great from both a user kind of value perspective as well as from a sustainability perspective of being able to hold onto and use your phone for longer. And for those of you who will be purchasing one of our new 5G phones, you'll be getting even more. 3 months of Stadia Pro, YouTube Premium, 100 gigabytes of storage with Google One, and Play Pass and Play Points all on us. We're really looking forward to you experiencing these new 5G phones and how helpful they can be for yourself. They bring together the best of Google's software, new 5G experiences that go beyond speed, and the latest in computational photography to help you capture your special memories. And they start at only $499.
All right, $499 for the 4A 5G, $699 for the Pixel 5.
We still announcing in here?
October 5th availability. I missed that. That's what that said, I think.
Oh, shoot. I missed that, too. Yeah. I believe that's the case, though. I think it's
sunny day,
very soon.
But I'm not worried, though. Because I can see everything on this Pixel
gizmo.
4A 5G edge-to-edge display. We're getting this exclusive look at Immortals Fenyx Rising on Stadia.
People don't.
New Ubisoft title they just announced earlier this month looks crispy. Look at this wasabi
They're
color
up
control.
On the store.
Oh, good.
Okay, hold up, Cyclops. Hold up, Cyclops. You trying to throw columns at me? You trying to throw columns? Come on, boy. Nah, it's not going to work. I thought you could only get high frame rates on consoles, but with Stadia on the Pixel 4A 5G, you can get it on the go, too. What?
Yeah, they are
Y'all
taking
like
pre-orders for the Pixel 5
What if
now?
I told you could play a demo of Immortals Fenyx Rising this fall when it releases exclusively on Stadia?
Verizon.
Until then, though,
works
you can
with
go to
Verizon's
Stadia.com,
5G Ultra Wideband.
Awesome games. With the
Google
Stadia
Fi unlocked and That's unlocked that works about. With all major characters,
not today,
carriers.
Not today, bro. That's right. That's what I'm talking. Woo! Nailed it. All right, Rick.
Oh my goodness!
Extreme.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Wow.
We're really
That's
excited
it. Half
about
an hour,
Google
huh?
TV and how it can help.
Very
you find
lightweight.
The shows
we did not. No surprises.
Thanks to Mark
at all.
Bronson for putting Nest Audio
no,
through its
nothing.
Faces,
no
helping
surprises.
Us showcase. It's great.
Literally knew everything.
Again, the Just Black and Sorta Sage, which is their kind of
Google
greenish
and 5G
back.
Available to
yeah, I like that green color. That nice subtle green
I'd
color.
Like
actually, I should say I had not heard about some of the software features. Hold For Me, Extreme Battery Saver. They are like game-changing features.
No, but nice.
You know, but kind of continue on with what Google does. You know, they do create some really great software features for these Pixel phones. So it's good that they're including that here, considering how understated this
show the
event
show the credits
devices are.
They're,
did you enjoy your Google short?
I'm trying to figure out what this is, what's going on here. Oh, just what devices were in each clip.
Yeah. Nice blooper roll. Yeah, okay.
I'm
All right.
so high right now. okay.
Is there one more thing after the credits?
No.
A surprise?
Half an hour, no. exactly. Very light on detail.
Yeah.
Especially since we already knew everything. Nothing new. There you have it, folks. you nailed the two new features. Hold For Me, which is great. I think a lot of people will love that. And the background app, choosing prioritizing apps so that you get better battery life. Nice.
Couple of camera features as well, right? They mentioned the video pans, the different video stabilization options,
yeah,
and everything, which, I mean, you know, at this point, Google is so known for their camera, not just that main lens that they continue to use, that 12.2 megapixel lens that they've used for years now, because it's just great, but also their software, their computational stuff going on behind the scenes. So they have to include a few of those crumbs in a new release of a phone. People are just kind of expecting that. But one thing I find interesting is the choice to go with the ultra wide instead of the telephoto. They did the telephoto last year and on the stage mentioned, like, you know, we just find the telephoto to be more usable than an ultra wide. And yet here we are a year later.
Google's offering me $365 to trade in my 4XL in good condition, 128 gigs, all carriers unlocked. Nice. So that's a pretty good deal. It means it brings the cost of my phone down to about $330 of the new 5 given the trade in. So I think that's pretty good.
Didn't give me the option to trade in. It had it blurred out, but I had traded in.
Maybe you only get to do that once in a while.
Apparently. Huh, that's a bummer.
Is the Chromecast available now? I would very much like to get that.
It's got to be. I mean, if it's already in the stores, I'd be really surprised if they kept it out of the
Here are some Google. Of the accessories, the Pixel Buds. Don't buy those. The Pixels, don't buy though. They haven't fixed many of the problems. They've got these crazy fabric cases that they're famous for. They all look a little bit, you know, kind of nappy, like they're a little bit pre-worn. Okay.
I've done the fabric cases the last couple of years, and the first year I really liked mine. The last one that I got, it just wore like really just got really dirty and really hard to keep it clean. Yeah. So you got to be careful if you're going with the fabric. You got to clean it.
The Chromecast the store has been updated now. $49 I think is a really good price for this Chromecast. So you get it with Google TV for $50 in three different colors. If you want it with 6 months of Netflix. Now, see, this is a little disappointment because I'd heard they were going to bundle 6 months of Netflix, and they are, for an additional $40. So that's about $20 off. So, out of stock already on the blue. So I guess it's up to me to get a pink or a white one. I'm definitely not getting a pink Chromecast. Sorry, kids. Is it a salmon?
It's just behind the TV. Doesn't matter.
Delivery. If I pay an extra $20, I can get it October 5th or 6th instead of October 8th and 9th. You know,
well, at least you don't have to wait that long. It's a
big hurry.
Either way. Either way.
So there you have it. Boy, I couldn't be more excited.
Let me tell you, I am incredibly thrilled.
I am Mark Ronson excited. Okay. That's how excited I am.
I mean, which is not to say that Google didn't create some and talk about some interesting products. But again, it becomes kind of difficult to get really excited for an announcement when literally everything is known and, you know, for weeks on end prior, which it just continues to be the case. I'm sure I'm going to get this Pixel 5 and be as happy with it as I usually am with Pixel devices. It's not like it's a bad device.
This is the question. If you have a Pixel 4, how different is it? By the way, they didn't make they don't do the 5 and the 5 XL.
Right.
It's just one.
That's true. Yep.
There's no smaller one. I guess it's very odd. It seems like an odd, almost indifferent product release. Like, here, you know, I guess you wanted this, so.
Yeah, so here you go. And we created this half-hour thing for you if you want to watch it. Put on our socks and enjoy.
It's almost like Google lost its mojo. Like, they're not competing. They're just, I guess we have to make a phone. This is kind of my problem with Google across the board. There just seems to be no energy in what Google's up to. It just seems like they're putting in the time.
Sometimes it really does feel that way. I would completely agree with you. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to play around with the phones. Like I said, every one of these devices I'd be curious to play around with. But I don't leave this event going, oh my God, did you see that? That was amazing. Especially because they really didn't, like, this was not a deep dive presentation.
Not
at all.
We still really don't know what processor.
I mean, we know what the
rumors say, but.
Yeah. It was a very surface level announcement, but I think these companies are playing around with different formats. It's a very interesting time right now, and so it's kind of like, okay, well, what exactly do we need to do? Have we been overdoing it, and this is just good enough? I mean, they could have gone one step lower and just done a press release, but instead they got a little bit of excitement around these devices with a little event. So
yeah,
I don't know, could be worse.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you for putting your socks on.
Yeah. And, well, I don't have the Google socks, so I put on socks with dogs on them.
I saw on Twitter.
I wanted to feel part of the party.
I'm probably wearing Mint Mobile socks. Actually, I am. So shh, don't tell anybody.
There you go. Thank you, Leo. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jason Hell. All about Android. Of course, we'll have more commentary on Tuesday all about this, and we'll continue to cover. And Jason, please go ahead and get whatever you need. I did just order the Chromecast. I have to really think whether I should even get it. I'll wait until your review whether I should upgrade from the 4XL to the 5. The Qualcomm Snapdragon 765G. Running at 2.4 gigahertz, 64-bit octa-core Adreno 620 Titan M security model. I think that it is a faster processor. So if you go to the store, you can get the specs, but you have to go to the store to see. I'll let you tell me if it's an upgrade from the 4XL.
Yeah, I mean, and that's my big question, because when you're talking about internals, it's not like the 4XL was the most premium flagship device out there, but it was still running the most current processor available from Qualcomm.
Right.
And it's still kind of thought of itself as a premium device. And this one is priced lower. The internals are a little bit lower in some cases. In some cases, they're better than what we got last year. It's a total mixed bag. And I'll be really curious to see. I mean, the good news is this year we've seen a lot of movement, a lot of energy in the mid-range processors like the 765G that just are good enough and do a great job. And if you didn't even know what was in there, you wouldn't bat an eye. It would still be good enough for you and you wouldn't think twice. So at least there's that. At least Google has read the room a little bit to be like, well, maybe we don't need to put out a $1,200 phone. I don't think they really – their power is not – in competing in that price range. Their power is a little bit more in the value and quality, and I think that's where they're trying to hit here, and it'll be interesting to see if they did that successfully.
Well, it didn't knock my socks off. It actually put my socks on. So I think that's kind of in a nutshell. Thank you, Jason Howell. Really appreciate it. See you soon. Enjoy the Fold. I'm looking forward to your review of that as well. You got a little your work cut out for you.
Yes, I do, but I'm having a lot of fun with it so far.
And Jason will be back,
of course,
on Tech News Weekly on Thursday. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This concludes our coverage. Or maybe that's what they call it, launch night. It's kind of, I feel like going to bed now, of the the Google Launch Night in 2020. Take care.